producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President,
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. In for both Stephen and myself. Stephen is on assignment tonight. He is actually assisting children with cancer in Las Vegas. It is a wonderful cause, and I couldn't be happier than to know that he's making a difference. That's kind of what we're all about at this broadcast, by the way, using the platform, the life, the skill sets that we have to try to make a difference in other people's lives. So thanks for being there. We talk about the news. We talk about it from our own perspective. We sometimes have a big laugh about things. Friends, there's been nothing to laugh about this week. This week has been awful. So this hour, we're gonna talk a little bit more about the news of the week, which is the San Bernardino shooting. And then I've got a friend that's joining us, Keith Getty. You may know his name. He's been the subject, he and his wife, the Gettys, recent subjects of CBS Sunday Morning, as they are the first modern hymn writers in a many, many long year. And they are also celebrated Irish musicians that happen to be coming this next week, December the 11th, to Carnegie Hall to throw a huge Irish joy, an Irish Christmas party. Literally, it's going to be a party. They're gonna have a house celebration of what Christmas would be like in an Irish household. That's the first half of the concert, and the second half of the concert is a big long carol sing. So those of you that love to sing Christmas songs, this is your thing. And I'm gonna be there. My whole entourage is gonna be in attendance. We dig this stuff. I am the corniest Christmas nerd you've ever seen. So I love this stuff. Anyway, Keith's gonna join us. He's gonna talk to us about why this show is so special and why you should come and join us. By the way, you want tickets to it, it's Getty Music, G-E-T-T-Y music.com. You can also get them at Carnegie Hall box office if you're in New York. And they're playing a ton of other places. They're playing Nashville. They're playing North Carolina, Washington, D.C. They're all over the place. So get on Getty Music, see the schedule, and go see them. But he's going to talk to us tonight about the New York date, and that should be a lot of fun. I hope that you'll make plans to be with us. And I want to say thanks to MyPillow for making it possible for you to get four pillows for the cost of one just by calling 1-800-506-2641. That's 1-800-506-2641. And again, how that works, he's just making it simple. You buy one classic queen or king-size pillow. He's going to give you another one of the same size at no additional cost. And then he's going to throw in two of the roll-and-go travel pillows. I just took one to Israel. It was so incredible. I got REM cycle sleep on the road. So again, only over the phone orders are eligible. 800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. By the way, you want to drop me an email, go to thebingethinker.com website, thebingethinker.com. And there's at the bottom of the page, you can just fill out the form and send me the email directly. Or you can go to contact and send one from different points of view. You want me to speak somewhere, you click one button. You want me to just send me a private note, click another one. There's four options there, and depending on the one you punch, I read all of them, but then I know what it is that you want me to respond to. You can also join all the social media on that webpage as well, thebingethinker.com. Please go and check it out. All right, so we're talking about the breaking news of today, which is that we now know that the FBI and the Obama administration are willing to say, well, at least the FBI, are willing to say that this is, in fact, a terror investigation. That this is an investigation into actual terrorism. That these people were following the teachings of confirmed terrorists. That the wife appears to have radicalized the husband. That they traveled and met with people. They searched for the affirmation from radicals. I don't think anybody in the country was, by the way, really in doubt of any of this. But now we have it official that the FBI has said it. Now it will be interesting to see if the president can bring himself to say that this was radical Islam. Line one, Scott has been holding on patiently in Queens. Hello, Scott.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Listen,
yeah.
I haven't had time to watch TV very much, but I read that there were remote-controlled pipe bombs in the facility where they left. And it just made me think, you know, if we outlaw pipe bombs, what's that going to do? Is that going to stop pipe bombs?
You know? Yeah.
I mean, what a ridiculous thought. Of course, they're outlawed already. What does it matter? So if you outlaw guns, well, what does it matter? If a terrorist wants a gun, they're going to get a gun. If a criminal wants to get a gun, they're going to get a gun. It doesn't matter if you outlaw pipe bombs.
The funny thing about it, Scott, the funny thing about it is everybody that is from the left of center believes that government actually will cause terrorists not to acquire these things. Thanks for the call, by the way. Let's play cut 12. This is from yesterday. Don't play yet. This is from yesterday. Young Peter Ducey, who's one of the younger reporters for the Fox News Channel, in all disclosure, I appear on the Fox News Channel on Thursdays usually, so I am familiar with young Mr. Ducey. He asks the press secretary a very valid question. And you have to hear it with your own ears to really fully appreciate the astounding interaction that this is. Cut 12. Go.
President Obama yesterday jumped to say that this mass shooting means it's time for common sense gun laws. Does the president really think that common sense gun laws would deter terrorists now that he has admitted these two may have been terrorists?
Yes. The president believes that passing common sense gun laws that makes it harder for people with bad intentions to get guns makes the country safer.
So the president thinks that when there are potentially two terrorists sitting around planning a mass murder, they may call it off because President Obama has put in place common sense gun laws.
Well, Peter, we're still learning of the precise motives of the individuals who carried out this heinous act of violence yesterday. One thing we do know is that the four firearms they were wielding were legally purchased under the laws that are in place now. That's a fact. So that might lead some to conclude that we should have made it a little bit harder for them. Would that have changed the entire outcome? We're still investigating the situation. But
no.
The question is, why would we make it harder?
So that's the best you can come up with. Would it have changed the situation? Well, we're still investigating as to whether that's true or not. Okay, but here's what we do know. Here's what we do know. Nerd Ernest. Press Secretary Nerd Ernest. His name, Josh, has been changed to Nerd. And he lectures. He lectures. He sounds like one of these stuck-up professors.
Look, young man, you obviously don't know anything about which you are speaking. Because if they legally owned the firearm, then shouldn't it have been hard for them to get it to begin with?
Yeah, they were legally purchased, but they're outlawed in the state of California. So how'd they get into California? Your gun laws didn't work there. They didn't stop anybody from bringing them across the border. Somehow those guns that were legally purchased but illegally possessed just walked themselves right into California all by themselves. And if only you had prevented them from being able to buy them, then they would have never made it into California. That's exactly what Scott was saying, our first caller. The inanity, the literal shallowness of the intellectual capacity of these people, they're not able to think. They're only able to recite what Dr. Mumble has to say yesterday when he had no words trying to describe what it was that the terrorist said. Do you have that cut from yesterday from Dr. Mumble? Let's hear Dr. Mumble. Dr. Mumble with marbles in his mouth. Listen.
We do know that the two individuals who were killed were equipped with weapons and appeared to have access.
Stop the tape for a second. I just heard something. When he says that the two were equipped with weapons, did you hear the pencil scratch? Somebody started scribbling furiously at that point. Play it again from the beginning. I just heard that for the first time. Play that again.
We do know that the two individuals who were killed were equipped with weapons. And
I thought that was you typing to me.
We're equipped with weapons.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Live from New York, it's Baldwin McCullough being brought to you in part by my good friends at MyPillow, Mike Lindell. Four pillows for the price of one, only via phone, 800-506-2641. What a horrible week this week, and you know what I'm talking about.
Equipped with weapons and appear to have access to additional weaponry at their homes.
Started from the beginning, because the music covered up the most significant part of that audio.
The two individuals who were killed were equipped with weapons.
He said they were equipped with weapons.
To have access to...
Okay, that's enough. I'm tired of marble mouth. Okay, so that's really funny. It's funny and sad all at the same time, because you know, he didn't say anything. But whoever that reporter was like, oh my gosh, he said they were equipped with weapons. They write it down as fast as they can. So here's we'll pick up on this in a bit. I told you in the last hour that I've got a very special gift for those of you that take prescription medication. Now, I know that some of you watching on Biz TV, I know that some of you listening by way of radio, those of you listening to our brand new station, Talk 1640 in Portland, Oregon, may have never heard of the New York RX card before. But friends, it is an amazing little tool. It saves you on every prescription. It guarantees you the lowest price that one can even possibly pay on every prescription you will ever get. There was one woman I was talking to who was on experimental lupus medication. Her insurance wouldn't cover it. It was going to cost her $1,300 a month to go on that medication. The New York RX card, the card that I have for you tonight, got it down to less than $100 per month for the same medication. Friends, I got to tell you, it is a gift that has saved people more than $65 million in just the last 3 years. So you're saying, Kev, this sounds great. A prescription card that would save me up to 75% off every one of my prescriptions. That's what I'm saying. That's what Kevin McCullough is telling you. But here's the catch. There is no cost to it. You don't have to pay a membership fee. There is no cost associated with this. You simply get the card and you simply take it to your pharmacy. And once it's in your system, you will forever have the lowest price that is possible to pay. It uses a thing called smart logic technology, and it helps the computer figure out, you know, why you're not getting the lowest price, and then it makes the computer give you the lowest price. So here's what you need to do to get the New York RX card. You dial our number, 888-340-3373, and you push extension 2, and you leave your name and address, because we're going to send you one at no cost. 888-340-3373, extension 2. 888-340-3373, extension 2. The same number that you call the show with, but you just hit extension 2. Or you email us your shipping address, wherever you want the card sent to. We do not keep any of this information, by the way. We simply give you the card. It makes such a difference to your pocketbook. I hope that you will take it and enjoy it and reap the benefit of it. New York RX card, 888-340-3373. Now, this week was a bad news week. I don't think anybody would argue with that. We discovered that the female jihadi had pledged allegiance to ISIS on Facebook. Now, Facebook has removed all of their Facebook's pages, and now people are irritated because they're like, now we can't see the stuff that they wrote. Why did you take it down? And Facebook's like, we're not going to give them more airtime for free. Firearm sales set another monthly record. No kidding. Look, you had two active shooting scenarios in gun-free zones. Every time one of these things happens, the people that are in the gun-friendly zones are going to buy more guns. Because hell's going to freeze over before they let you come and do that to them. Loretta Lynch came out today and vows to prosecute those who use anti-Muslim speech that edges towards violence. Wow, that sounds like thought control. How do you judge that, by the way, anyway? When I say that we are admitting Sunni Muslim refugees, of the 2,900 people that we've let in the last 2 years, 2,600 of them have been Muslims. No, I'm sorry. 2,800 something of them have been Muslims. Only like 53 of them were Christians. And of the 2,800 that are Muslims, like 2,600 of them have been Sunnis. The others were Shia, and then you had the Christians. And the Shia and the Christians that were let in, the very small number. And the 2,800 Sunnis that were allowed in, how many of them are radicals? Because you know that all of this terrorism stuff comes from the Sunni Wahhabists. I didn't say Hobbit. Don't be thinking Lord of the Rings here. I'm not J.R.R. Tolkien. I'm talking about the Wahhabist, the Wahhabi version of Islam, which is, for us in the States, if you were to talk about Christians, it would be the real Bible-thumping fundamentalists. That's kind of the best scenario, except that the fundamentalists would never burn anybody down, behead them, ride them around in cages before burning them in front of their countrymen. None of them would do any of that. They would just say, the Lord says... And then they would, you know, give you a tract, tell you not to wear, you know, immodest clothes. They'd try to sell you on some Bill Gothard homeschool curriculum. But they wouldn't be doing this stuff. By the way, I heard a caller on the Mike Gallagher show earlier today. One of the most insightful things I have heard from a caller in this entire debate. And I forget where he was calling from. It was another part of the country that he was calling from. But when he called in, Alex, maybe you can go back to Mike's podcast and pull this out. I'll try to remember what time I heard it. But he comes out of a break, he goes to a caller, and the guy immediately starts talking about the conditions that make it possible for radical Islamists to come in and do what these two did this week. And part of it has to do with penetrating countries that refuse to take a strong moral stance between good and evil. See, when you have a center-left to left pendulum that is running the country, suddenly they begin to say that these things don't matter. And so what they do is it confuses their vision. They don't know if they're looking at right or wrong anymore because they lose the definition between the two. And he says, ISIS exploits this. They come in under that guise. Oh, you have to feed me. I'm poor. Oh, you have to take compassion on me because I'm a refugee. And then once they're in, it's ready for jihad, baby. They are ready to tell you the difference between good and evil. In their way. It was an astounding observation, and I'm surprised that not more people have been voicing that, but I was very much thinking that is something that we need to give greater, as we decline as a culture and having no ability to decide right from wrong, we are creating a greater and greater and greater opportunity for those that would use that kind of mindset to come in and penetrate our space and then to blow us to you know where. But I'm tired of talking about that. We're going to go positive. We're going to go Christmassy next. Modern Irish musician Keith Getty will join me, and we're going to talk about a very special concert series throughout the country, but here in New York as well. It's Joy and Irish Christmas on Baldwin McCullough next.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, you know, it's time to give a little brogue to Baldwin McCullough, live from New York. Because there's nothing quite like, laddie, joy, an Irish Christmas.
And it's that time of season again when I start talking about one of the things that I love more than anything, and that is the Christmas cycle, the Christmas season, and music in our fair city that celebrates the advent of Jesus, his birth, and the season.
Whether it's to marry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day.
And that little jig literally is from Keith and Kristen Getty. It is not from their previously released studio version of their Christmas album. It is from a brand new live album. And Keith Getty joins us today from the road. I don't know where he's joining us from exactly. Keith, are you on tour currently?
We have just got home. We're in rehearsal week here. Rehearsal week began in Atlanta because we were the special guests at the PBS General Convention, where the Christmas show was on PBS this year.
Yes.
And then, so we just got back from Atlanta yesterday, and so we're in Nashville rehearsing for these 2 days. So we're doing choreography today. So for some reason, they have let me go for the morning to the radio interviews.
The piano player conductor doesn't have to dance. That's right.
I think it makes the show all the better.
Well, it'll be fun. Now, here's the big question everybody has. Are the Gettys going to be touring for like the third year in a row with one of the Gettys, Great with Child, this year?
The news is that my wife has decided she does not want to be playing at the Christmas time this year. I don't think it'll feel like Christmas for her.
I think you might be surprised just how much Christmas it feels for her. I'm just guessing.
I think her turkey will taste different, but we're looking forward to it. We're going to bring our three wise girls, our three wise women, with us this year. Great, Liza's now four. She was there for the first year of Irish Christmas, and we dedicated the project to her. Joy in Irish Christmas is called after Eliza Joy. And then the year we took her hiatus was because of lovely little Charlotte Juliana, who's just started to talk and is looking forward to Christmas more this year. She's going to be two the week after Christmas, and then now we've got little Grace. So Grace is we've just written this new song called Consider the Stars.
Oh, wow.
For Grace for the Christmas show. Still never performed it, but
yeah.
We rehearsed it yesterday, and we're so excited about it. So that's a new song we've written for Gracie. She's 4 months old. She's not redheaded though. The first two are both redheads. She's more dark hair, and actually I gotta say she's a little more placid and smiley than the other two, a little more agreeable.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with an agreeable Irish kid.
No, that's just not typical in an Irish child.
having a business partner who is full blooded Irish from Long Island his entire life, I can only vouch for the fact that when you have an agreeable Irish child, it's a wonderful thing. We're speaking with
passion should never be hidden. Passion should never be hidden.
We're speaking with hymn writers, Keith Getty, his wife. He and Kristen, of course, have written some of the standards that perhaps many people sing in the churches that you worship in over the weekends now. But I am so honored because for the second year in a row, they're coming back to Carnegie Hall, and they are literally going to pack the place out and get us in the spirit of Christmas in the best way possible. For those of you that went last year, you know that they're on a chilly, cold Tuesday night in early December, that the temperature inside of Carnegie Hall was warm. It was exciting. It was just literally pregnant with Christmas feel in every way, and it should be. This is what a little child enjoys about the Christmas season. I think not only Chris Keith do they not enjoy the day of, but it's all the anticipation, it's all the looking forward to, which is actually, you know, we kind of have secularized that with the gifts and the shopping and the decorations and stuff. I'm not really bothered by the actual anticipation of the Advent, because the idea that we look forward to the coming of Christ, I think, is a very powerful picture. And so in our home, we actually want to encourage our little youngins, our three that are under five, to be looking forward to this day. What say you to that theory?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think we look forward to it in many different ways. And it's a wonderful season, and that historically Christians have written some of their finest music.
As we go out here, Keith, I'm playing a little bit of the Young Tom Ennis jig medley from the Christmas Live album.
Oh, cool.
Give me 20 seconds of what this was about.
This is a jig, which I think was in the Carol of the Bells, if I remember right.
Yep.
The show.
Yep.
We did a number of different things with it, but it was the idea of combining different folk cultures. So Young Tom Ennis jig is a jig from the west of Ireland. Then you've got Carol of the Bells, which is an Eastern European carol, and then we put in the choir parts, but we're very kind of English choral. So it's almost like the combination. And then what we did was before, in the live show, we had flamenco dancing. So it was the flamenco with the Eastern European, with the Irish, with a kind of a sort of English choral top in the end. So it was one of the pieces that fuses a number of different Celtic styles, that fuses singing, instrumental music, and dance.
Very, very cool. As we go to break here, friends, just take a listen to this. And if you like what you're hearing, get on to GettyMusic.com and get your tickets for Carnegie Hall coming up December the 11th. Don't miss it. We won't. Coming back with Keith Getty right after this.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that.
by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, from last year's event at Carnegie Hall, here on Baldwin McCullough Live in New York, this is some of the fun that you have when you go to a really fun Irish jiggy Christmas concert.
Sorry to keep up with the rhythm there, but this is the beginning of a medley on Keith and Kristen Getty's Joy in Irish Christmas Live from last year's concerts. It's a medley of Sleigh Ride, Christmas Eve Reel, and other things. And Keith Getty joins me again here on the show as we are discussing the upcoming Christmas tour that I just think will just make your holidays so special. You can sense, Keith, and I'm so glad you guys did the live album from the tour last year, because you can get a sense for the excitement, for the kind of the joy that people have during the evening, the course of the evening. It's such a fun thing.
Oh, thanks so much. That's a pretty cool moment in the concert. It's
It's Slayride. We took Leroy Anderson's Slayride. We mixed it with an Irish Christmas Eve reel. We then put in popular Christmas favorites and popular Christmas carols all mixed the way through. It's an instrumental with the band. And we actually had a funny story. On Wednesday, we were at the PBS convention, and they wanted us to do music to finish the day with. And our guys started dancing, and they got all these kind of producers. Most of them, I got to say, don't have a lot of dancing natural ability. And we managed to get 200 of them dancing to this because it was in an open lobby kind of format. So I don't think Carnegie Hall allows just that style of thing, but I certainly hope it's I certainly hope it's a moment for a lot of laughter in the show. And
It's going to be fun. Now, people may not know this, particularly in the New York area, but PBS also is releasing a version of the Joy and Irish Christmas from last year. And if they're watching their local station listings, and we have several PBS stations in this market, but looking for it to come to this area. That's another way to connect with you guys. But, friends, it's no substitute. It's no substitute for getting a gaggle of friends and getting down to Carnegie Hall on December the 11th. You're going to miss out on an experience. And, Keith, I want you to address that. It's easy to just do songs in the studio, but to create an experience in concert that moves people through a journey, through a narrative, through a story is really special.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, we see it at multiple levels of life. I mean, for example, at the business area of life, I know you're a New York guy, you swing with the big businessman, Kevin, but you know, if you take something like business, the music industry since 2000 is now about 45% of what it was. It's been an incredible 15 years where an industry has basically collapsed. And with the industry collapsing, a whole generation of creatives, all the investors, nobody wants to touch it anymore. And yet, in that same time, the amount of money the average person spends on a live concert is now over twice what it was. And I think what that speaks to is that people want to digest things socially. As our culture is more fragmented, as family is more diminished, as our emotional well-being struggles more and more with the meaninglessness of what's around us, and to try to digest that, I think people actually want to be community, and they're losing it elsewhere. And so that's why I think live music has such a huge role to play. That's why ultimately why church and local church is such a crucial role to play.
Well, and that's been the focus of what you and Kristen do. For people that are listening to me that may not be particularly religious or believing people, you guys have made a life out of writing hymns. This is something that is kind of a lost art in the most modern of eras, and yet it is one of the things that has kept humanity connected to the Almighty from the beginning of time, mixing of song and theology and doctrine and life into an experience that can be communicated, sung, experienced. It is all very visceral to our humanity.
That's right. And if we go to the opposite end of humanity, I guess in one sense of the world, and look at something like the two-thirds world and martyrdom, which is a genuine martyrdom, which is at a level unprecedented in world history. A recent survey has just come out of someone who talked about areas where the Christian church is growing exponentially. And how in most cases it's linked to martyrdom. But the most amazing story, the most amazing part of the story is when he did a survey of a number of these cultures, he says one of the few uniting things they almost all had was they all had theme hymns. They had their rallying hymns. They had the songs that they, as a body of people, sang to each other, for each other, and to the Lord together, which were their rallying cries. And so we have to be a singing people. It is the sign of people who are alive, who are vibrant, and who are passionate. They are a singing people. It expresses our emotions, and it helps fuel our emotions even further.
Well, and it's one of the reasons why I'm excited about what you've done with the concert this year, because you've made the second half an actual carol sing. And just touch on this, but here in the New York area, we have had a number of schools that have said we're no longer going to allow the Christmas carols to be sung in the school systems. Churches are singing fewer and fewer of the old hymns, the old carols. So this is a point of contact that if people would like to connect with the body of Christ, the Christian community, in doing something that will be immensely meaningful on an emotional and experiential level, not to mention spiritual, that this would be the night, particularly the second half of the evening, where they're going to be able to do something that they may not have been able to do for a dozen years.
That's right. That's right. I mean, I think we've got to look at it at a, you know, my old pastor, Alistair Begg, who you've just been, you know, swearing around Israel with.
Yes, we had a great time, by the way.
He always, he sent me all his pictures. He said, you know, the benefit of being a pastor is somebody's always coming. He says the hard thing about a composer is you got to be happy with what you're doing. And so we take markers like Easter and Christmas, and each year we unveil a new Easter hymn. Each year we unveil a new Christmas hymn. And so most of our best known music has actually come out of that.
Huh.
So it's fun to do. Christmas we vary a bit more. Each year the Easter hymn is varied, but it's always congregational. The Christmas songs, obviously Christmas church music is certainly more varied. There's children's Christmas music. There's more performance Christmas music. There's hymns as well. But it gives us a chance to target towards something, and I think it makes it all the more special. Christmas is a time where we want to come in and celebrate tradition. It's also a time where we want a little flavor of new.
Well, let's take a listen of that flavor of new. This is from last year. It's from the Getty Live Christmas album, and I'm sure it's going to be, I think it'll probably be on the playlist this year, but if it's not, get the album and you'll enjoy that the same because they'll have a new one. But all that to say, this is Keith and Kristen Getty from last year, and a little taste of wonder. Baldo McCullough Live, coming right back in New York. Keith Getty, as we get ready for Christmas, I hope you are enjoying it. And we'll see some of you December the 11th at Carnegie Hall. Get on GettyMusic.com or call the Carnegie Hall box office. There are only a handful of tickets left. Join us.
I saw broken dreams inside, but helping others fly. I saw his eyes. Though our lives faded out, and though her calling roared.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Final few minutes, Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night. And it is the Christmas season, and a big-time special event. I hope that you can come and enjoy the Getty Irish Christmas. You're going to love it. Here's another sample.
Glad you're with us. And if you're listening to us outside the New York area today, you can see any number of dates in which Keith and Kristen Getty will be near you soon, and I hope that you go see them. But here in New York, we're looking forward to December the 11th. Still the most sung Christmas carol that is actually not a Christmas carol at all. Keith Getty joins us.
It wasn't even written for Christmas. It's
has nothing to do with Christmas whatsoever, and yet I cannot stop my heart from, Christmas morning, getting up and singing Joy to the World. The Lord has come.
Of course, it's the theme song of Joy and Irish Christmas, and we've actually used what you've just told me to reinvent the show this year.
How so?
Well, the show this year, we changed it. Obviously, with the first half, we recreated the show to be like a village festival. So
right.
It's high energy, it's entertaining, it's very virtuosic, full of dance, very much more up-tempo than it's been before. It's actually very funny as well. The guy, you get to meet more of the guys and their personalities and the guest artists and stuff. In the second half, we've reinvented it as a Christmas carol service in the tradition of the King's College Cambridge Carol Service.
Right.
But it takes the five windows of the Christmas story. So it takes creation, then Advent and prophecy, then birth, then death and resurrection, then Second Advent. And, of course, Joy to the World was originally written about the Second Advent, but actually Joy to the World tells the whole story of the five windows. So actually Joy and Irish Christmas finishing with Joy to the World this year is even more poignant than it's been before. We're so excited about it. It's a chance for people to read through the Christmas story and also in the second half to join in and sing carols together.
As long as one Kevin McCullough does not have to dance on stage in the first half.
That is an idea, Kevin.
If you want people to come to the concert, Keith, I would discourage you from that idea.
We're looking for some humor. We're looking for some local interest.
Well, that I'm sure. Yes.
And you're Scotch, and you're Scott McCullough, or Scotch Irish.
Yeah,
so
I'm part of the kingdom. Yes, I qualify.
Kingdom.
we are talking with Keith Getty, and friends, I'm just telling you, it's going to be a night that you will never forget. December the 11th, Carnegie Hall. It doesn't get better than to do Carnegie at Christmas time. You get to wear something nice. Wives, yeah, convince your husbands, hey, let's do dinner in the city that night. Make a date of it. I mean, have some fun with this.
I hear there's a couple of good restaurants in New York.
But one or two. One or two.
Yeah. We've tried most of them, I think. We've tried most of them.
I won't even talk about where you and I had a mid-morning brunch snack the last time you were in town, and the crazy atmosphere that is the Carnegie Deli. But looking forward to Carnegie Hall, different type of Carnegie all the way around. And it's, of course, 7:30 will be the start time. Get on GettyMusic.com. Get your tickets. Bring your Bible study class. Bring your small group. And Keith, we're going out this segment with an Irish Christmas blessing. This is the traditional way that you and Kristen have ended these concerts. But in just 10 seconds, give us why.
Well, it's a blessing. Ireland is full of blessings. Some of them we can never repeat because they're not quite Christian. But this is a Christian blessing. And it looks at the four themes of Christmas: joy, hope, peace, and love.
All right.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.